You're listening to Vatican Radio. With just over a month to go until the British referendum on whether or not to remain in the European Union, the country's Catholic bishops continue to urge people to reflect carefully on the moral and ethical issues at stake. The so-called Brexit vote will take place on June the 23rd, with a series of high-profile television debates scheduled to take place over the coming weeks. In an article earlier this month, the Archbishop Emeritus of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, pointed to recent papal pronouncements on Europe, saying those campaigning for Britain to stay in the EU need to show that the challenges facing the UK and our European partners are better faced together than apart. Following their April plenary assembly, the Bishops' Conference issued a statement urging Catholics to cast what they call an informed vote, saying the outcome will have consequences for the future not only of the United Kingdom, but for Europe and for the world. Archbishop Peter Smith of Southwark heads the Bishops' Conference Department for Christian Responsibility and Citizenship. During his most recent visit to Rome, he talked to me about the Bishops' concerns.
When we have a general election at home, we always send something round to the Catholics of the country, not telling them how to vote, we never do that, but saying these are the sort of issues you should challenge the candidates on. You know, in the light of church teaching, particularly on moral matters like end of life, abortion, but all sorts of other things as well. Now, we've never, I think, in my lifetime as a bishop, we've never had something like this referendum which is coming up. And we had quite a debate about this, and I said, I think we need to be very careful because, again, as with general elections, we don't tell people what to do, but perhaps just to raise some of the issues that they might think about before they come to vote. I think the real difficulty is there's been no clarity on either side of the argument. In fact, there hasn't been much argument at all. There's a lot of emotional speeches and so on, and with great respect to them all, they treat each other like naughty teenagers, and it's more personal abuse than giving us the substantive arguments on both sides.
You're asking people to think, as you say, carefully about the moral issues beyond just pure economics, and yet
Absolutely.
That is the way most people are thinking of this referendum, isn't it, in terms of whether we'll be better off financially in or out?
Yes, which to me is a little bit ridiculous. I mean, yes, that has to be looked at, because when we joined the European Union many decades ago, one of the chief arguments was about trade and we'd be better off and it would help the economy. Now, that's still a possibility. I think the problem is that the European Union has become extremely bureaucratic. It's not working with the euro, and I think all of us are glad that we didn't go into the euro, because of the different economies on the continent of Europe. So it's going to be a very difficult decision for all of us to make. There are risks on both sides. And I'm very sceptical of the economic arguments that the Chancellor makes when he does a budget every year. Very often, by the end of the year, his forecasts are all over the place. Now, with the European Union, with this real fundamental desire to become more integrated, like a European state, that many of us find difficult to swallow. I don't think that's the right thing to do. And the euro hasn't worked, I think, particularly with the poorer countries in Europe, Greece, Portugal, Spain to an extent. So I think the great shame is, and I've said this for a long time now since it was announced, I said there ought to be a proper debate in both the House of Lords and Parliament. Not to make a decision, but to air and give the reasonable arguments on both sides, because most of it is speculation. This could happen, that might happen. Well, say, when you look at the budgets, even after 12 months, very often the Chancellor is wrong, because you can't pin the economy down like that. It's so involved with the world economy, which goes up and down.
Beyond these economic questions, then, what are the key questions that you're urging people to consider carefully, the moral issues, as you call them?
Well, yes, in the broad sense of moral issues, that after the Second World War, there was this great movement to try and bring peace to Europe after the terrible tragedies of the First World War and the Second World War. So we got to look at the thing, how do we retain, as it were, that peaceful coexistence? Because the danger of leaving is that there are other countries in the European Union where a lot of people are getting very nervous about the way the European Union is working. If we pull out, there could be a danger that there could be a chain reaction. Now, that, I think, could be difficult. We need a solidarity with the European countries, all of us together, because if we work together, whether it's economically or in other ways, it gives us stability and a strength which we wouldn't have if we were all divided again.
Pope Francis spoke very clearly about this, didn't he, on his visit to Strasbourg in particular. Can this be seen, do you think, as the Church actually having a voice in the political argument?
Yes and no. Because it's a very political issue, we're very wary as bishops of, say, giving any implication that we're telling people what to do. Each of us, I've got to do the same thing. I'm on the horns of a dilemma. I can see both sides of it, and I'm not sure which way to vote at the moment. I'm waiting for good and reasoned arguments. There's too much emotion in it, and there's too much speculation. Now, whether we'll ever have that, because it's coming up in June, which is not very far off, but we want people to consider what might be the real dangers, not just economically, but in terms of the solidarity of Europe and building that peace which has lasted since, 1945.
You're telling people to do three things, aren't you, as they prepare to take part in this vote?
Yes, but it's all being overlaid, I think, because when you look at the press, the Brexit lot getting all steamed up, the Remain lot are doing exactly the same. And one of the criticisms is, it's scaring people to follow a particular line, whether in or out. And that's not a good way of having a rational, thought-out view on what would be the best thing for the future, for us and for Europe.
Do you see Catholics tending on one side or the other of this argument? Is it an area in which people are particularly passionate, do you think, within the Catholic community?
No, that's not my experience at all. I think most people are completely puzzled. They don't know what the real arguments are. And then they hear these scare stories, well, like the Chancellor, say, well, in 14 years' time, you'll be £4,000+ less. Well, I think, with great respect to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, I think that's ludicrous. He doesn't know. We don't know. That's not the way to argue it. It's on the broader issues of the solidarity of Europe, especially with the difficulties now in the Middle East and the migration crisis, which is causing a terrible problem, but particularly to the poorer countries in Europe, Greece, for example. Turkey is neither in nor out at the moment. So there's an awful lot of work to be done on the political side to try and make the whole of the European Union more cohesive without it overtaking the legitimate sovereignty of each of the countries.
My thanks to Archbishop Peter Smith of Southwark, head of the Bishops' Conference Department for Christian Responsibility and Citizenship.